We are holding Hilchos Tefillin Siman Lamed Beis. We're up to Sif Yud. Says the Mechaber, Kishmesamanin Hanakovim B'Marzea Ke'en Osios. So we want to make sure that we have our hide, right? That it's not going to be switched out for one that was not worked Lishma. So you're going to take a Marzea, that's an awl, A-W-L, and they're going to make marks in it, Ke'en, that resemble Osios, like letters. You look in the Bir Halacha, second white line, Kein Osios, Kidei, why are we doing this? Shelo Yachlifim, you shouldn't switch to not Ha'akum, but Oros Achim, if it's a different one, right? Vedavka Kein Osios, it has to be something that looks like letters, Aval Nekovim, but if you're going to just make like holes in it, and you puncture something like that, Kachlasim Lo Mahani, that would not be good enough to do it. So there has to be sort of shapes on this. Right, it says in the Mechaber, "Va'afa pi shenakil le'ein Yehudu le'zayif ein choshishin." Even though it'd be very easy for him to fake it, to forge it, we're not concerned for this. Mishum demirtas ha'ein Yehudi penyakir Yisrael b'tivias ha'ayin, because there's this fear factor. Mirsas is a thing that comes up in Kashrus. It comes up here as well. That idea that he's going to be exposed and caught, he wouldn't do anything for the sake of not getting messed over. Lezayif, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, I'm sorry, in the Bir Halacha, it says Lezayif, Sheminiach or agabe or achir, va'oise gam kein b'marzeya kein oisen ha'osios. So he's going to like lie one on top of the other and just like duplicate it over there. So you have to be very careful that it doesn't happen. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat in Lamed Aleph, that's the only one we have over here. B'tvias ayin means you'll recognize it. What will he recognize? Shenazim b'simonim, with the signs that he made in the hide itself. Oh, or something else he'll recognize. She'elu hanekavim, these holes are made na'asu yoser mechodash mishalo, that these holes were made more recently than his. So he'll have something some sort of different thing over here. That's going to raise the alarm. V'yesh omrim, some say a little bit differently. Again, the idea about using the marzeya, sheyichto b'rosh b'fnim b'mokam she'ein derech la'abed harosh, you should write something in a place that's not normal, at the top of the head where it's not normally processed. The yishar haksav ad la'achar ibud, and that writing will stay there throughout the entire process. V'lo yisamim b'marzeya, don't use the marzeya. Again, the Mechaber says use it, but the Mishnah Berurah saying maybe there's some who say not to use this awl, again, A-W-L, that's going to make the holes. Machmes chashash ziyif, because we had this concern, he's going to come and you made a hole, he'll make the same hole. He's not so difficult to figure out. He doesn't know what the letters look like, he'll figure it out. He'll be able to do that symbol. B'di'evet, however, technically speaking, b'di'evet yesh l'hakuk ha'shulchan aruch, one could rely upon it. They did use the marzeya and did mark it up like that, that would in fact work. Okay. Yud Aleph, if it was done already. Or She'ibdu Shlo Lishmo, if it was worked at, Im Yesh Tikun Lachzer La'abdin Lishmo, can you now fix it? You know, what do you do? I have a thing. So he's bar betur yoredeya simin reish ayin aleph. So in the tour over there, he doesn't bring it down over here, but if you look in the Ber Hativ, simin reish ayin aleph, like five lines from the top, diyachon lachzor l'sachno. You can go back and fix it. How do you do that? So the Ber Hagola speaks out. He brings from the Gaonim. It's really a shach over there. Again, let's just speak it out. According to the Mechaber, it seems you can't fix it. And that is, there is the Halacha Brewer who also learned like that you really can't fix it. But there is a Deya that the Torah quotes from the Rosh, bringing from the Gaonim, that if you just put it back into the Sid, that would work. That's in the Bir Hagol over here. Harav Hishmito, Sham, V'hatur, B'yoradeya, Sham, V'shem, Tshuvas, Lagon, Machshir. Again, you would put it back in and do it again. That would work. Fine. That was what? Yud Beis. Ye haklaf me'or behema v'chaye v'oif hatahorim. So if you're going to use it, has to be from a kosher animal. Has to be from a behema, is a domesticated animal. A chaye is a wild animal. An oif is a bird. Hatahorim. Afil min avela utreifa shalahem. It could even be from a treifa. I mean, like, let's say they shechted the cow and they found out there was one of simonim, 18 simonim, that the animal's treif. Okay, but it was still a cow. I remember we told the story once. There was a yid came to the Ger Rebbe and he says, "I have a chumrah." The guy was a sofer. He said, "I have a chumrah that I only make tefillin from kosher animals." Meaning, obviously, meaning like a kosher behem, a kosher chayah. So he said, that's not a good chumrah. I think Rav Shach does this over. He says, not a good chumrah. Because what are you going to do with this nevela? The nevela can't be used for anything else now, but you could still elevate it. If you would take, he was like talking about, you know, elevating the physical world. If you could take this non-kosher cow, it was a trefa, but now you're going to elevate it and use its skin to make a mitzvah, tefillin out of that, that's an amazing thing. So he thought it was not a good chumrah. That's what the Ger Rebbe told his chassid, that his chumrah was not a good chumrah. Anyway, but you see here clearly that you could, yes, use a nevela, that's a trefa, but you cannot use a non-kosher animal and their skin to use the for the tefillin. Because the pasuk says, "Laman tia Torah Hashem beficha," that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. So the drasha is, "Mimin shemut beficha." It has to be from a type of species that you're allowed to put in your mouth, you're allowed to eat, that's kosher. Velome or dog, and it can't be from the skin of a fish. Afilu hu tohor, even if it's a kosher fish, why not? Mishum de nefish zuhome. It's slimy, it's filthy, it's disgusting. So therefore, we do not use the skin of fish for the tefillin. What about, so this is the tefillin, but what about the other kisvei kodesh? So if you look in the Ber Halacha, four lines from the bottom, it says Torah Hashem. So says the Ber Halacha, Vafilu Sha'ar Sfarim She'enem Tanach. You can't even use this from others from their not Tanach. Sheish Behem Shemus She'enem Nimchokim, because it has the Shem Hashem in it that's not erased. Also Lichtov Al Or Behem Tameh. You cannot write the Shem Hashem onto something that is not kosher. That's the skin. The Imheim Kesuvim Rak Beremez L'Simen Hashem. If it's something that's just it's a hint to the Shem Hashem, Yesh Lomar Deshar Lichtov. In that case, we could be mutter to write it on Uhadin Sifrei Shas Poskim V'Chai Gav Neshar. You could write the Gemaras, you could write the Poskim, you could write things on the skin of a non kosher animal. But anything that had Shem Hashem, because you can't erase it, as the Ber Halacha is saying, and you couldn't do it. Okay. I realized that I skipped a Ber Halacha I wanted to do, where it says Yihe Klaf Me'or Behema. Starts six lines up from the bottom. That again, it should be from the skin of Behema. It says Of Meshubach. Really, birds are better. Va'achrav Chaya. Then after that, with the batting order would be to use the Chaya. Va'achrav Behema. Then use a Behema. Ushliel, and the Shliel, like the embryo, Yosef Tov, that's even better. Shadayin lo yotzu la'avir ha'olam, hasn't even come out into the world yet. So what does that have to do with anything? So the deer shoe over here in 51 is Masbir, what it says. In 51 it says, Bir hadavar kosa b'sefer hatruma, shebevade lo navda bo avera. Because this animal has never done an avera with it. It didn't have the chance to. It never came into the world. V'chein kosa v'anhagos maimonios, same thing, b'shut. Right, it's not the spiritual idea over here that there's nothing, strict judgment against it. So that's why that's the lichatchila to use for the again. Everything is fine. You said right, they're all kosher, they're all fine. But even within what's kosher, there is still a hierarchy, as explained here over in the Bir Halacha and a little bit of hasaf over here with the Deer Shoe 51. Okay, we will pick it up next time with Yud Gimel.